It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman, and it always sounds like there is so many things going on in Helper that we need to let people know about. And, you know, we are never at a loss to talk about the things that are going on up there. Lanice, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Dave. I always enjoy sharing all of the things that are happening in Helper with the community and surrounding area.
And like I said, this is it's no different. It always seems like everything is going on up there. First and foremost, I think we need to talk a little bit about First Friday, because you're going to be a little bit of a convict on First Friday this year.
I am. So First Friday will be June 7th from 6 to 9. We will close down the Helper Main Street, and, you know, I'm going to be arrested by our wonderful police chief, Chief Anderson. I'll do a perp walk. They will throw me into jail, and this will be a fundraiser to either get me out or keep me in, whichever way you feel. But it's a fundraiser for First Friday so that they can raise funds. They'd like to have a special event and have a beer garden. So that's what they're trying to do with this event.
So, and it doesn't matter if you want to keep you in there, if they want to keep you in there or let you out, they'll take your money either way.
That's right. Any money is good money. And I'm happy to stay in jail for a great cause.
And this month is probably one of the funner months with the bed races.
Absolutely.
I think this is a great idea. Plus, the historic meaning of the bed races is another great thing. So, you know, if you want to be involved in the bed races, who do they need to get in contact with?
They need to get a hold of Ashley Hardy or Mallory Dunn. Those are the co-directors of our First Friday events. They have a supporting committee, but they are truly the leads and do a wonderful job for Helper in regards to this.
Okay, so that is First Friday coming up. Is it the 7th of June? Is that what the
Correct.
First Friday is this time around?
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and First Fridays are just growing and growing, and get on up to Helper and check those out. Now, another thing that I was reading is you guys were awarded some more funds for the River Project.
Correct. The River Project is a six-phase project, and we've just recently completed phase four, and about a year ahead, we're looking to fund the following phase. So the monies we've been awarded so far this year are really for phase five, which will begin work in 2020. And to date, we've received $144,000 from the Watershed Restoration Initiative, $95,000 from the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and then just yesterday, the Division of Water Quality awarded $19,500. So it's very reaffirming for this project to get those funds in. We have broad-based support for what we're trying to do, and these are repeat funders, and we so appreciate their willingness to help us revitalize that river and create a recreational corridor through the city.
And if you haven't gone up and seen some of the work that they've done, you need to go up there and take a walk down along the river. It is looking great. You guys got put in that little beach area down there. A lot of fun stuff to get down there. And this is going to all go towards the project for next year, for the next phase, correct?
Correct.
Is that what you said?
For phase five. Phase six will be actually the largest project of the phases. So, you know, we're already thinking ahead of how to fund that. But that will be the start of the river recreational piece. So we want to really blow that one out and do it well so that you can jump in at that start point and travel a good 4 miles down through Helper and hop out when you want, or swim in a spot if you like, or fish or tube, whatever floats your boat.
All right. So there's that coming up. Then Dark Skies. And Dark Skies, you've been working on Dark Skies for quite a while, haven't you?
We have. This actually was something brought to us to the Helper Revitalization Committee a couple of years ago by Nick Katipas. And he introduced us to several parties heavily involved in protecting dark skies. And that effort is really focused on light pollution. It's not about lights are bad. It's about how you light. So we've done a great deal of learning about lighting. We've had a lighting inventory performed. We've had a skylighting quality measurement performed in and around Helper. So we're super excited to submit our application to be certified as a dark sky community. And even more exciting is the partnership we're building with the University of Utah. They were recently awarded $250,000 to develop a Dark Scholars program. So Helper is going to serve as their field laboratory. So this is where those college kids will come down, study lighting, study the stars. So we're so excited to really have that bridge with the University of Utah about dark skies.
And that is exciting. That's something that, you know, just another thing that Helper can put another feather in the cap, so to speak, because, yeah, that's great that they're going to partner with the University of Utah on this one.
Yes. I mean, we really strive to partner with several, you know, higher education resources. It's a great avenue for a rural community who perhaps doesn't have funding to pay for or get equipment or get a certain level of expertise that might be costly. And another thing we're really excited about is we're also partnering with USU Logan and their architecture group, and we're going to serve as their design project in the fall of 2019. And what they'll do is they'll bring down their architecture students, and we'll talk about how to create a cohesive-looking design and develop a master plan for the entire city. So, you know, this, it may take years to execute, but people will have in hand the concept and the plan of what we're trying to do, so that the next party, you know, can pick it up and just move it forward. So super excited about that strategic partnership as well.
Once again, plenty of things going on in Helper. And now, just as kind of a close, we're here in the middle of May, but August is really not that far away. So we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about the Arts Festival coming up. 20th anniversary or 25?
25.
25th anniversary of the Arts Festival. And you guys are always looking for people to set up booths and things like that. If people are interested in taking part in the Arts Festival, who do they need to get in contact with as far as that goes?
They can actually hit the website, www.helperartsfest.com. There is a contact form that they can complete. We're super excited to bring back Helper Idol. So we actually, at the first Friday on August 2nd, we'll do the prelims where people can sing and have a good time on Helper's Main Street. And then they'll take those contestants and weed them down to 10 who will then perform at the Arts Festival for a pretty big purse. So we're excited to bring that one back.
So you're bringing back Helper Idol. And if you're interested in setting up a booth or being a vendor there, you just got to go to the website and just helperartsfestival.com.
Yep. And there's plenty of other information. There are some phone numbers there. You know, just whatever you need. The Facebook page, that's also helpful. But, you know, people are excited about it this year, and we're hoping to really have a great year.
Well, I will be there with bells on. It's going to be a great time. Lenny, thanks for stopping in today. It's always fun to catch up and find out what's going on in Helper. And, of course, anytime, just stop on by.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.